When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Starbucks the Past podcast. We're back Clutch Points. I'm your host, Blake Lovell. With me, as always, my co-host, Reagan. We're back here to make our picks for Week 6 in the NFL. We'll pick our games of the week, betting locks, upsets, all that good stuff. Always a fun time, as usual, Dylan, as we start to look at these picks. And now that we're in Week 6, you know, injuries, of course, have been the main theme, with a lot of big-time players, you know, injury-wise. Whether it's Justin Jefferson, Devin Achane, Anthony Richardson, and so forth. Definitely not a great week for injuries when you see a lot of these, you know, guys heading to injured reserve and all that. But still, there's some matchups on this week's slate. I have a lot of low point spreads and really hard to kind of figure out what to make of some of these teams, whereas the elite teams, I think, very clearly could have some blowout wins this week given the schedule.
Yeah, a lot of big spreads in this one. We had, a couple weeks ago, one of our better picking weeks. I think we got 12, 13 games right piece, and last week fell back down to earth, so we'll try to do a better job this time. I know we didn't have an episode last time. Put our picks up on clutchpoints.com, so luckily you didn't have to hear us go into depth about why we were so smart. But, it should be still a lot of fun games, even with the injuries. I know, yeah, it's always a bummer when some of these games that are quote-unquote, you'd say, like league pass teams, NFL Sunday ticket teams, yeah, maybe you don't care about as much, but they're still really fun. From a football point of view, become less fun, obviously, when they lose superstar kind of players or emerging rookies. Obviously, the Colts without Anthony Richardson, a bummer there with how well he'd played, and bummer for my fantasy team as well. But, yeah, still some really competitive games, and I think still going to be a solid week. Only a couple teams in the bye, I think the Packers and Steelers. So still a good slate of games here.
To get the fantasy conversation out of the way real quick, I just want to know, we're looking for listener feedback here. Is there anyone else who's playing in a league right now that every single person on their bench is either questionable, doubtful, or on injured reserve? Because Dylan, if not, I can stake the claim to that. As someone who is currently a holder of Justin Jefferson, Khalil Herbert, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Rashawn Johnson, and Jeff Wilson Jr. It looks like Jeff Wilson may be the one that, you know, has the best chance to play this week. So as wild as that seems, so that is currently my bitch in the family league. So everyone is questionable or worse. So, and I think maybe one of those guys could play this week. So maybe Jeff Wilson.
You got much more select than me. Now I don't feel so bad about my Anthony Richardson injury. Luckily, I thought Kelsey was going to go down. Luckily, that ended up being a false alarm. I know he spoke out about the turf there, but it's been a rough go for a lot of teams, and some trade offers that I did turn down that have turned out to be good decisions based on some of the injury luck that my opponents have got.
Yep, I am plugging in. Amari DiMercato, I am plugging in, like Joshua Palmer. I am going down, and these are not bad players, but like I am really hitting that point where, hey, fantasy wise, you got to do what you got to do for a team that is heading in the wrong direction. So we'll see. For all you fantasy players out there, let us know of all your woes thus far after a big injury week, like we said, in the NFL. But all right, let's get to our picks here. Games of the week. We're actually going to go one this week instead of multiple, like we usually do sometimes. It's going to be the Cowboys at the Chargers. Which hopefully this is more of a game of the week than the Cowboys and the 49ers were last week. That was completely one-sided. Don't think that will be the case in this one as the Cowboys try to bounce back here, Dylan, against the Chargers team that we know, certainly can do some good things. We've seen, you know, them kind of squeeze out some wins here, but they got the bye, I thought, at the right time. Again, given kind of their injury situation with Austin Ekeler and such. So this should be an interesting game. I'm going to go Cowboys to bounce back here because you know, we always talk about Chargers home field advantage is not really something that necessarily exists. I definitely don't think that's going to happen in this game. I think there will be certainly a ton of Cowboys fans there. And look, the Cowboys are better than they showed against the 49ers. Sometimes it takes kind of getting smacked in the mouth there in a game like that to bounce back. And I just still don't completely trust the Chargers at this point. They played in a lot of close games, as we know. And I don't know. I think maybe this is one of those that I'd be surprised if it doesn't come down to the wire. But I'll take the Cowboys here on a chance that they bounce back. But, man, talk about a team with injuries, too. Add them to the list. So.
Yeah, it should be a really fun game. I'm guessing the LA teams make less of a big deal about the Charger or the Cowboys still having their training camp out in Oxnard because of the role Jerry Jones played in getting the NFL back here. But I mean, yeah, the fan base here of just the Cowboys in general has been massive for a long time. And so yeah, that, like you said, I mean, this when they played the Rams last year, same kind of thing, but even usually more so for the Chargers, unfortunately. So should be I mean, still be if, the Chargers are used to this at this point, so I don't think it's going to be anything they're not expecting. In terms of the game itself, I mean, these two teams matched up pretty similarly DVOA wise in the early going. That very flipped though in terms of where their strengths are. Obviously, we know the Chargers offense, despite some of the two losses that they've had, come down right to the wire, has been just ridiculous passing the ball. Obviously, losing Eckler was a big, you know, made things tough. But getting him 99% back, like he said, you know, that just adds another weapon that they're going to need. Obviously, with Mike Williams going down. And overall, some of the injuries they've had, but they're going to have to carry the load. We just saw a Niners team score a lot of points on the Cowboys defense. Not something we've seen happen to them all year. So I think they'll bounce back. But there is something, in my opinion, too. You know, bouncing back just physically from playing the 49ers. That's been kind of a thing that has been talked about for the last couple seasons. How much teams it seems to take like another week to kind of get acclimated after playing that just really hard nosed team. So. On the flip side, I think the reason I'm going with the Chargers here could have been my upset. I'm going to go with another game that we'll talk about there. This is, I guess, a slightly bigger point spread upset with the Cowboys getting the 2.5 now. I just think that it's the Cowboys offense. I have, you know, early on was maybe a little too encouraged by some things that happened. They still didn't play perfect at the beginning of the year. A little bit was shuttered by, you know, how good the defense looked. And now we've seen them in a few games. Obviously, we saw the Patriots, they go off, but the Patriots just gave up 34 points to the Saints. You don't even score 20 on the Cardinals. Now you get 10 on a really good Niners defense. I know it's an easier opponent in theory with the Chargers defense, but they have, and you know, they're still, the run defense is their biggest weakness. The Cowboys have not really had that as be a strength like it has been in the past. And I just don't know if they're, you know, built the same way maybe even a couple of years ago they would have to take advantage of the Chargers' biggest weakness. The pass rush in the secondary got going right before that bye for the Chargers. So I think they're going to be coming out fresh from that game on top of it. Yeah, it's not just that the Cowboys play the Niners. It was a Sunday night game going into a little bit shorter week kind of by playing the night game instead of a day one. So number of factors where I'll go with the Chargers and Justin Herbert and the offense I trust more. Finding a way to win. Famous last words, as we know. Picking the Chargers to win.
I mean, hard to trust both these teams right now. No, so yeah. It may not just be the Chargers. It's hard to trust both, I think, at this point. So we'll see what happens. I would say someone has to win, but they don't necessarily. They could tie. So hopefully not
the case. The takes will be really nuanced and fair after this game, regardless of what happens.
Yes, I'm sure neither head coach will have any heat on them whatsoever after this one. All right, to our betting locks. We'll group these together because these are... It was always fun to do, but we always laugh about trying to stay away from the high point totals here when we talk about betting locks. But I felt comfortable betting the Dolphins as a whatever mini point favorite they were last week against the Giants. And, well, winds up being 31-16, which, again, is a little bit closer than you'd expect. But they still covered the two-touchdown spread. This week, they get a team that may be just as bad as the Giants or worse, and that is the Panthers, who head to Miami. The Dolphins are 13.5-point favorites in this one. To me, Dylan, whether the Dolphins cover the spread here is really all about if they decide to stay focused in this game and come out and do what they do. Of course, Devin Achane being out on injured reserve now doesn't help, but they could get Jeff Wilson back. Mostert look great. We know the passing game is in good hands. I think the Panthers are just not a good team, as we've seen to this point. And so I think the Dolphins cover this by two touchdowns. So if it's under two, give me that one. And then you're going to go to Cleveland for yours. the Niners, who we just talked about, beat down the Cowboys last week. Niners now 6.5-point favorites on the road against the Browns, which that number's gone up because of the uncertainty with Deshaun Watson. So,
yep, I think I'm with you with the Dolphins. When we made our picks for the into the website last week when we didn't record, at the time they were only favored by 11 over the Giants, which is just hilarious. And now, in hindsight, obviously it only the pick six, the long pick six by the Giants is the main reason it even comes close to that. I don't know if they're going to have that same kind of mistake in this game. We're talking about the number one offense in DVOA, even if the defense has had some issues. I don't think, obviously, that Carolina's offense is in a place to take advantage of them yet. The big thing for the Carolina's defense, after a little bit of positive regression in terms of their run defense, they're back down to last in DVOA of defending the run. So if Jeff Wilson does play, I'd consider him if you have as many injuries as Blake mentioned for fantasy team.
Yes.
I think it could be a big day, obviously, for that running game. Still don't think the Panthers just have enough at all. So I'm with you. I'd pick the Dolphins to win, but I would pick them to cover as well. And then the Niner game comes down to just, I mean, we're seeing the Niners, even when some teams have kept it, really the Cardinals and Rams, the two teams that kept it within like a score until the fourth quarter, they still end up winning by multiple scores. They still end up with the body blows by the end of the game, taking a toll. Brock Purdy has looked better as the season went on. I thought one of his better games against Dallas. I know a lot of things went well with their defense, but in terms of some of the decisions and throws he made, I thought there was some progress beyond what had some of the plays that had occurred early in the year, maybe on short weeks and stuff. But yeah, I just think the Browns, even if their defense is still great, that's still number one in DVOA. I mean, I thought the Cowboys defense was great and they just gave up a ton of points to this team. So, I mean, they're just a juggernaut. And even though the spread has kind of fluctuated, I think I feel comfortable enough that they're going to win by a touchdown in this one. I just think they're too complete of a team. And given what we saw from that Browns offense without Deshaun, even if he comes back, I am not trusting what they're gonna be able to do against the Niners right now. I think the Niners are flying around. Don't think it's a trap game. I just think the Niners are a force right now, and they're gonna win by at least a touchdown, even if the Browns score late to get it to that under double digits.
All right, to our upsets of the week, we are actually gonna agree on both of these upsets. I just have one that happens to be a higher point total that we'll put for mine. The Seahawks at the Bengals. So this is one that, I don't know. Like, I think the Bengals are still a team, and I think this is not a hot take here, Dylan. The team that still has some things to figure out, for sure. I think it's very clear. I don't think a win over the Cardinals necessarily fixes all of their issues. And I also think the Seahawks are a team that, look, they've beaten up on two bad teams the last time out, right? Like, they beat up on Carolina. They beat up on the Giants. We just said, I mean, they're two of the worst teams in the league. Mm-hmm. For sure. But, you know, they got that win at Detroit, did a lot of good things there in that game. Certainly, you know, sputtered out of the gate against the Rams. But I like the Seahawks team and kind of where they're at right now. And so I'm going to take a chance on them maybe going in and everyone sort of thinking that the Bengals have fixed all their problems. Looks like Geno Smith is good to go. So as long as that's the case, I think the Seahawks have a chance in this one. So I will take a chance on picking them as my upset pick. On the road as 2.5-point underdogs against the Bengals. Again, that number's moving down in favor of the Seahawks right now. And then the other one, which we'll use as your upset of the week, the Saints are 1.5-point favorites on the road against our Houston Texans, or maybe it's just my Houston Texans, because everyone knows I am very high on the Texans. Thought they'd win last week in Atlanta. Tough loss there, but C.J. Stroud has been really good, and I know the Saints did what they did against the Patriots, but I still have my questions about the Saints, and I think Texans returning to Houston here, I like the spot for C.J. Stroud and company.
Yeah, I'll go first on that game. I had the Texans last week too, definitely all bought in. So they are your team, but I'm all in, and it's mostly because it's obviously what the staff has done with the culture there and just the fuel around that team, but also just C.J. Stroud. Most guys, all the injuries they've had in the offensive line, not just that, though. They're 32nd in run offense DVOA, and he's still getting it done. Like, those are the things that you always hear. Rookie QBs, to help him out. Let's run the ball well. Let's have protection. Allow them time to process. None of that's happened, and he still has the pass offense at 6th. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's been doing. The Saints are kind of a weird team week to week. Obviously, bounce back quite well from that game against the Bucks a couple weeks ago. But I still don't know, just how confident I am in them week to week. I don't believe that offense still has things figured out just because they're able to beat a Patriots team that is reeling right now. So I flickered here. I did go back and forth between the two, but I decided to hold tight with the Texans. Just a little more fun to stick with them. I don't want to jump off the bandwagon just after one loss last week. And then, yeah, for the Seahawks-Bengals game, I did start with the Seahawks. I flipped it last night, I think, to the Bengals. Seattle, yeah, maybe I'm not as high on them as you. I still think they're probably a playoff team in the NFC, but we've seen them beat the Panthers. We've seen them beat the Giants. Like, we haven't really – I know they beat the Lions, but that game – I don't know, if the Lions kind of fine-tuned some things over the last few weeks, I think they end up winning that one, and still could have gone either way, obviously, going to OT. So if they don't win that coin flip, it might have been a win for Detroit. The Bengals still have their issues, but I did feel a little bit, obviously they scored a lot of points in Arizona, but just the way that Joe looked in general. And I know it's not a team that, even if they've played above what we've expected so far in Arizona, I still was encouraged by some of the things that we saw from Cincinnati. I do have concerns, though, about their defense. They didn't look great in that game, and I think it's a tougher opponent with what Seattle's been able to do, especially the run defense down.
So they'll run the ball. Yeah, that's going to be a tough.
30th in DVOA on run defense. So, I mean, it could be a long game, but I think I'll side with Joe and getting a shootout win here. If this game's in Seattle, obviously, I think the odds probably flip, and I'm probably flipping my pick. But given it's in Cincinnati, not that they've played great at home so far, I'll go with the Bengals. Keeping it going and getting another really important win as they try to, just stay in the mix there in the AFC.
All right, do our quick picks. We'll run through these here before we wrap up on all the other games. Broncos at the Chiefs. That's the Thursday night game. Chiefs favored by 10.5 here. If this number was 10, I would take this every single day of the week, given where this Broncos team is right now. And if it wasn't a Thursday night game, I'd probably make this a betting lock if this was like on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But yep. It does seem like, Chiefs have some injuries. I think Travis Kelce will play, but still to be determined. Again, short week. Don't want to go there necessarily, but of course I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win. Broncos are a complete mess right now. This is an easy one. I'm picking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I feel like I would make this almost a secondary lock. Even on this short week, that's maybe the only reason, like you said, that maybe they kind of had last year one of the games against Kansas City where Russell Wilson had a furious rally, and then they still end up falling. I know the Chiefs have their long winning streak against Denver. It's just in the games in Kansas City, their defenses still look solid enough to me. Still 11th in DVOA on that side for Kansas City, which is just not something, if you said we're going to have a borderline top 10 defense for the Chiefs, you're thinking, all right, this team's going to be unstoppable. Obviously, the offense hasn't been perfect. Still great, though, and still better than what Denver has. They still have a historically bad defense. I think still the worst defense in the since DVOA tracking started ever through five games. So, I mean, it's just hopefully you have some Chiefs on your fantasy team like I do. I got Pacheco and Kelce, so I'm hoping for some big days here.
Play everyone on the Chiefs. Doesn't matter who they are. This will be a big game for them, as we've seen. But everybody else who's played the Broncos. So, all right, Ravens and Titans. This game is in London. Ravens are 4-point favorites in that game, early Sunday morning kickoff there. Who do I trust more here? I trust the Ravens. I know they come off that loss to the Steelers, one of those games that just, it's just what Mike Tomlin does, right? Like, when they're underdogs against divisional teams, and especially the Ravens, they just seem to always find a way to win those games, cover the spread. That is just a common theme out there. But this is different. I just don't trust the Titans. That's nothing new here on the podcast, but they coming off loss to the Colts. I know they did what they did to the Bengals a couple weeks ago, but I trust the Mar and the Ravens to get it done more than do the Titans.
I feel like one thing I feel decent about is this game being close, not just because of what the Titans defense has been able to do to keep them within games, but also just here we are in London, two teams traveling there, not like the Jags being there for a couple weeks. Getting to settle in a little bit and kind of their unofficial home. I trust the Ravens more. They're the reason I'm picking them. I still think that, man, they got to be kicking themselves with the way that they've lost the two games this year to the Colts and Steelers, especially the Steelers game. Some of the drops they had, I mean, just uncharacteristic moments Got to give credit to the Steelers defense, but there's just a lot of little things that the Ravens didn't do well and didn't execute with that it just feels like they're right there still. They're still, you know, a top end DVOA team, and the Titans are, you know, more in the middle of the pack on the lower side. So I just think they're a better team at this point, even if Baltimore hasn't been perfect. I have been really impressed with Baltimore's defense. I know they're playing the Steelers last week, so it's not an offense that's doing a whole lot, but they made a ton of plays with short fields in different situations that outside of the ending really have been solid with some of the injuries they've had. So I just have a hard time seeing Indianapolis or Tennessee doing way too much moving the football. And on the flip side, I think even though the Titans have slowed down the running game, this isn't a Baltimore offense. It's not capable of throwing a bit more. Maybe they'll get some things going, and ultimately you just think they're the better team, so go with them for the win.
Commanders, the Falcons. Falcons, 2.5-point favorites in this game. This was like the Spider-Man meme to me. Not exactly the same team in every category, but like I do feel like these are two teams that it's just like you've seen the good, you've seen the bad. You still really don't know, I think, to this point, to what to make of them completely. So that's why I kind of lump these two together from that standpoint. But in this case, you know my motto here. Take the home team. Falcons are favored by 2.5. I'll take them in this one, but man, I don't know. I think Desmond Ridder is still a lot to prove there. But Washington just come off a 20-point loss to the Bears. I mean, how can you really pick a team, I think, after that? And meanwhile, the Falcons found a way to beat the Texans at home. So give me the Falcons in this one.
Yeah, just wildly inconsistent with the Commanders because, like, obviously they win a couple games against pretty bad teams or teams that aren't not much expected of, at least with Arizona, and pulled it out against Denver. But then they get blown out by the Commanders, almost beat the Eagles, then get blown out by the Bears. So it's kind of a weird team to have any – like, I have no faith in what's going to happen. Like, I wouldn't be shocked by at all if the Commanders win this game. But I think, the Falcons' defense, as I've talked about a few times here, at least – solid enough defending the run, and I just don't know if Washington's offense has enough in the tank, because that's where they've kind of been able to, when they have succeeded, their 11th in rush offense DVOA. I think it's just not the best matchup there. I'll go with the Falcons. I don't but this is a coin flip game for me. I have no trust really in either team yet.
No, this is if you're betting this game, this is one of the lowest choices of the week, I would say, because I don't trust either team in this spot. All right, speaking of trust here, I mean, maybe the same here. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Bears, who, you know, look like mid-80s Bears with more offense at times against the the Commanders. So, the Vikings are without Justin Jefferson, which, you know, is a huge blow offensively, but I would like to see more from the Bears other than just that one performance on the road against Washington before I'm going to pick them in a game like this, and still certainly think the Vikings are a better team overall. But, man, this is a scary one. This is another one I would stay away from because Justin Fields looked really good last week. That connection, Fields to DJ Moore, they could do the same thing against the Vikings. Not like the Vikings can't be scored on. So it's a little scary, but I think Kirk Cousins makes enough plays here for the Vikings to sneak out a win. I'd be shocked if they blow the Bears out, though.
Yeah, I think with the Commanders, it's hard to put way too much stock into what the Bears offense did, also against Denver. I mean, we're talking about two teams that really have been, you know, off and on and pretty bad in some cases. So the Vikings, obviously they're 1-4, the same record, but they're right. It's like the opposite of last year. They're literally basically, I think they're ahead of where they were DVOA-wise through 5 weeks last week. They're 16th. Or 17th, sorry. That they're barely still losing games. They, you know, one overturned PI away from probably tying it up against the Chiefs. Some different things that happened in that game. You just wonder about the psyche for them. Like they play the Niners the week after, or their next game after this, and it's on the road. And you're just like, man, have we dug ourselves too big of a hole? There's all the, you know, the trade rumor, rumblings, at least not so much rumors about Kirk have really picked up since this last loss, and in particular Justin Jefferson's injury and what that can mean for this overall team. So yeah, I do wonder how they respond from all that. That's why I didn't pick this a lock. If you told me before the season that we're going to have a 2.5-point spread for the Vikings against the Bears, even with me, even though I thought the Vikings would regress, I would have been like, all right, lock that one up. Now I just don't have faith because at least the run game and Fields has looked better the last couple of weeks, and I still think that even though the Vikings defense is probably fine and better than those teams they played, it's still not great, but I'll still go with the Vikings. I still think they're the better team, and we'll find a way to get a win here.
Colts at the Jags. The Jags are 4-point favorites in Jacksonville. Another edition of the Gardner Minshew revenge game. I don't know how many of those we've had now. I can't remember if this is the. I really don't remember. But yeah, so this is an interesting one. Of course, Anthony Richardson, like we said, he's headed to injured reserve. He's out at least 4 weeks. So it's Gardner Minshew's team for a while here. And I think this is one, you know, line wise, this thing's moved down a bit, even with Anthony Richardson sideline, and some people may say that Gardner Minshew gives him a better chance to win in the spot. I almost thought about picking the Colts here, but I didn't do it because I think the Jags certainly got the momentum and the confidence I think they were looking for coming out of London, especially with that win against the Bills. And even though I could see a slow start here from the Jags, because it just seems like, I mean, how many times have we seen the Jags play a home game against an AFC South opponent, and, well, you get what happened in the Texans game or whatever, right? So that worries me a little bit in this one. Almost picked the Colts for the upset here, but I'll take the Jags in a close one.
Yeah, I think the only place they've lost this year is in Jacksonville. They've won in London twice and in Indianapolis. No. So, yeah, they definitely haven't played fantastic at home. But I still think here, you know, as much as Gardner's looked great in some spots, in my opinion, I still think it's hard to say that they have a better chance with him compared to what Richardson can do when he's healthy. Staying healthy is going to be tough, and we'll see how they, you know, manage over the next few weeks without him. I was really looking forward to this rematch after that first game that was kind of like a sneaky, like, all right, these could be both playoff teams potentially. Now it's still a really fun, like, one I'm still excited for, but lost some of the luster there. But yeah, I think the Jags figured some things out. Their defense, 10th in DVOA, another team similar to Kansas City, where I was like, if you told me they're going to be in this range, I'm like, man, sky's the limit. And maybe they did start to figure things out on offense. It's still, you know, late in that game was like, how do they only have how many points? They did score a few times down the stretch there to get it out to like 25. But yeah, no bye week also coming back from London is interesting, but not as far of a trip, obviously, as if they were a West Coast team. I'm going to go with the Jags, but man, yeah, like you said, this is a weird, they haven't played great at home. Gardner, some revenge magic here. The running game obviously looked fantastic last week for Indianapolis, with Zach Moss led mostly, not so much Jonathan Taylor yet, but yeah, I'll go with Jacksonville. I just think they're better now. They've had a few games to kind of get some fine tune some things that early on they were struggling with on offense. And I do think that defense is even if it goes down waivers a little bit from top 10, I still think they have a solid enough unit there and can get the job done in this one.
The Josh McDaniels revenge game, the Patriots at the Raiders in this one. Raiders are favored by a field goal in Vegas. Patriots have given me no reason to bet that they can win a game like this and or score points consistently. I'm not saying the Raiders are the greatest team in the world, but I did think they would beat the Packers and was a little surprised initially the Packers were favored in that game, just because I look, the Raiders aren't great, but I don't think they're terrible. And getting Jimmy G back, you know, helps a little bit. And so, yeah, I'm picking the Raiders here. It's, you know, if you just go by the coaching matchup, I know who I'm going to go with, but it's not working this year for the Patriots. They just don't have anything offensively and putting a lot of pressure on the defense, so I'll take the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going with the Raiders as well, just by default. I'm kind of in a place with the Patriots where I'm just going to pick against them until I see some signs of life. It's been just brutal. It doesn't seem like the feel in that locker room is exactly positive. I do think they still have, even with the points they've been giving up, I mean, the offense has put them in a bad place. They're still ranking decently DVOA-wise. They do have the worst DVOA number for special teams, which is not something we've been used to in the Belichick era. Obviously, we're not used to a lot of things that have happened with the Patriots this year and even the last few years in the Belichick era. So the Raiders still – I still have some questions about how good this team is. I know that you're probably a little higher than me. I did pick the Packers to beat them last week and obviously did not get the job done. I still think the Raiders show some fight, though. The defense, obviously, they have Max Crosby and just enough things here where I'm like, it's more so just if this was the start of the season, yeah, or even maybe potentially later in the year, maybe my tone changes with how the Patriots respond. But right now, with the way things have looked and this game being in Vegas, not that that makes a huge difference with how the Patriots have played at home, I'm going to go with Vegas to get the win.
All right, on to the Cardinals at the Rams. The Rams favored by a touchdown here, 7-point favorite home against the Cardinals. Obviously James Connor's injured now, the Cardinals. But, man, the Cardinals just continue to, like, they're just right there all the time, it feels like. And so I don't know if this is one that, you know, you're going to completely bank on with full confidence in the Rams here, but I think the Rams are the better pick. And, you know, coming off a loss to the Eagles, they'll have something to prove. Getting Cooper Kupp back, of course, helps, I think, moving forward. And so, yeah, I just think the Rams are the better pick here.
Yeah, this is the one. I know you mentioned some of the lower over-unders. Yeah. I think this is one where we could see some points. Two top 10 DVOA defenses, two bottom five or bottom six, I think. Yeah, if my quick math, bottom six defenses with how the Rams and Cardinals have ranked. Yeah, it should be some fireworks, hopefully. Yeah, some injuries, obviously, for Arizona. The Rams have, after some of those offensive line injuries, been able to, you know, they got Alaric Jackson back, looked better there. Dotson, who's filled in at right guard ever since Nopum had the kick out previously, has looked solid enough. So I think from that end for the Rams, they had some missed opportunities, but they are a team that still feels like, all right, they've hung in games with the Niners and Eagles, the two teams undefeated, the two NFC favorites, obviously. I feel like they're just some little things here and there that they need to pick up. Still running the ball better would help, but I still feel good enough about what the offense has looked like. The defense has bent quite a bit, but hasn't really broken at all times. So, yeah, I think they're the, you know, you look at, even if DVOA-wise they're not that far apart as full teams, I still feel better about what the Rams have done, just given the Cardinals' defense has really, really looked, you know, kind of gone back to looking pretty poor overall. Not that the Rams have been great there, but there's just enough things where with Stafford and obviously having Kupp back and what that could mean playing not against a team like the Eagles, where yeah, they were still able to get some things going, but that not having that defensive line that's going to just give you so many problems, at least at the same level, I think the Rams score enough points to win a shootout.
The Eagles also 7-point favorites on the road to play the Jets. The Zach Wilson show continues. Hey, they're coming off a win in Denver. And we know that Jets defense can make some plays. I'm looking forward to this one. I think this could be very interesting. Again, just given the Jets defense and matchup against this Eagles offense. But not ready to go with the Jets to win this game, even though they did build some momentum last week. I still think the Eagles, we've seen, they've just looked really good at times, which you would expect from a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. They want to get back there, and no reason for me to pick against the Eagles here.
Yeah, no. I mean, you can be encouraged by what the Jets have done and still, you know, be realistic. Not that the Eagles have looked perfect, though. It's a team that, yeah, 5-0 has not been the same great team I think it was last year. You knew this was going to happen, but the fact they're still winning while having some sort of regression, especially maybe more so on defense. It's a credit to, like I said, to what the Rams have been able to do. It's not a team that has been, it's just where they're going to be able to walk over there. So they ultimately, I thought they executed quite well. Obviously had a great third down conversion against them. Jalen Hurts is just not just the, you know, the tush push, but all the plays he's able to make. And it just feels like he's, even when some guys aren't stepping up, A.J. Brown is just an unstoppable force, no matter what the other teams do. So it's as much as I like to feel good about what the Jets did, felt good about them, you know, getting the win last week. They did it. They were able to do that. Obviously, these are top two special teams in DVOA, which is not something that usually sticks out when I look over the games. But it's just, there's not enough coming from that Jets offense for me to think they're going to really threaten here. So as long as the Eagles protect the ball, I think they'll win, even if maybe it does end up being a closer game. And I think the Eagles have never lost to the Jets. Did I see that? I don't know if you know, saw that.
Yeah.
12-0 in their history. It's kind of nuts. So for the Jets fans, hopefully they can end that, but maybe it might have to wait until the next matchup.
That'll be difficult. This is an interesting matchup. The Lions are at the Bucks. The Lions are 3-point favorites on the road here in this one. I guess Lions, really, it's a matter of do they get, you know, two offensive guys back and St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs. Again, I'm bringing that up because I'm trying to will it into existence because I need options for someone to play this week, fantasy-wise. But, yeah, I told you I thought about picking the Bucks here, but I think I've picked the Bucks to pull some upsets at times and not necessarily happen to this point. I'm in on the Lions, man. I don't have to say it. I think they are really good. They are, you know, moving right along right now. And this is the kind of game I think you have to, not necessarily, it's not a must win for the Lions, but I think if you want to just officially kind of, hey, this is a game you should win. You're a better team than the Bucks, but this is one of those tricky games though, where you go on the road, play a team that's not been as bad as I thought they would be. You know, this is one where you kind of want to prove that you are kind of one of those elite teams in the NFL, and to me, this is one of those games you win to do that, and I think they can win this one.
I think they can, but I'm with you. It's going to be a tougher one. The defense for Tampa in particular, 6 in DVOA, they've looked fantastic. Obviously, when we saw what they did to the Saints, not that the Saints' offense has been great, but still a team that, yeah, against the pass especially, has been just special. The problem is we're talking about one of the most balanced offenses in the league. Obviously, you have teams like the Dolphins and Niners probably still at the top, but I'd say the Lions are still top 5 in both running and passing. I think that they've kind of found a rhythm overall there, and it's the defense again, as we've talked about, that emergence of that group for the Lions is what separates them to not just being on that tier of, oh, we're going to win this, you know, a pretty awful division, it looks like, but around them in the NFC North, which is a huge milestone because it's been so long. It's going to be awesome to see a home playoff game for this team. I know it's really early to say that's for sure going to happen, but it feels like it's trending that way. This is kind of, like you're saying, the kind of game where you show where you're not just that team, but we're actually a team that when we play the Niners and Eagles and Cowboys and different teams in the NFC, that they're going to have to go through us just as much as we're going to have to go through them. If you lose, it's still early in the season, but I think it is a good measuring stick game to be like, all right, we're going on the road. It's probably going to be hot like it always is in Tampa. It's not going to be nice conditions of Ford Field. And just get the job done against a team. But yeah, Tampa, I feel okay. You know, I'm going to be honest. I know they're 3-1, and it's they've beaten some teams that aren't that great. But if I had to redo my AFC South pick, I might go with them, not just because of the record right now. Yeah. It's not like the Falcons and Saints are, I think they're both 3-2, but it's just more of, I think that defense is legit, and I don't know if there's any unit on any other team in this division that's elite. So a big challenge for the Tampa defense. It'll be fun to really watch that matchup. I'm looking forward to it. But I think on the other side, this is a game where maybe some of the good things Tampa's done moving the ball, they're going to maybe have a tougher time with Detroit's defense.
All right. One game you may not be looking forward to, that's the last one on our list here, the Giants at the Bills. The Bills are 14-point favorites in this game. Giants are just bad. I don't know how to say it. Bills, meanwhile, I think they may be a little angry coming off that loss in London against the Jags. I think this probably looks more like the Bills against the Dolphins or the Raiders than it did the Bills against the Jags to me.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath, I think. I mean, the Bills have you know, they're going to be mad after what happened in London, not just from the loss, but the injuries, and I know some complaints about the playing surface there. I think they're going to come out with a lot of energy against a Giants team that just is bad, and it's these spreads, I think they're going to get used to it. Just, I would have, you know, if I had to bet on the spread here, I'm taking the Bills. There's no way I'm going to try to slide with the Giants finding the way to get it done. I mean, they just looked abysmal on both sides of the ball. No reason not to go with Buffalo in a clear blowout for a team that, yeah, this is the classic Bills, having a couple of losses but still being number 2 in overall DVOA. I mean, this team is great. I wouldn't be overly concerned with some of the couple of losses they've had. You know, injuries may be a concerning factor, but against the Giants, not so much.
There you go. There are picks for Week 6 in the NFL. And Dylan, of course, got all covered over Clutch Points. Get everybody ready for the action this week, so let everybody know where they can find all that.
And go to the Clutch Points app to our NFL section to follow all the games live as they're going down. All of our fantasy content, lots of good stuff on Stardom Sit-ems. We probably already made all your waiver claim picks by the time you listen to this. So we always have those coming out on Tuesdays. Good stuff in the fantasy section of our website. Also, just the NFL section, injuries, everything. One of our bigger pieces today, some of the rumblings about Robert Kraft not being happy with Bill Belichick. Anything at all that comes through through the rumor mill and the breaking news, we have covered at Clutch Points, the NFL section.
Yep, check it all out there. What could go wrong with Robert Kraft being unhappy with Bill Belichick? We'll see how that plays out there on that. But yeah, check it all out, Clutch Points. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Any podcast app you use, search for Establish the Pass. And thanks, as always, for listening to the podcast. And we'll talk to you next time here on the Establish the Pass podcast. Yes.